Hi, everyone. Welcome to God's Word with Friends, a podcast from Gospel Center Missionary Church. We're glad you've joined us. I'm John Reynes, and at the table with me today is Pastor Ben, Tara, Missy, and Pastor Jim. And of course, we're glad to have you. If you're on the go, thanks for listening. If you happen to have a minute to sit, you may want to open your Bible or Bible app to today's passage, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Before we read the passage, let's pray together, and we encourage you to pray wherever you're at. So, Tara, would you open us in prayer?
Yes, I would love to. Dear God, I thank you so much for the ability to still get together, whether it's in person or through Zoom. But God, I thank you for the ability to get together and read your word and to be able to dive into that as a group. God, I thank you that you are with us all the time, in the good times and in the ones that aren't so good. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your faithfulness. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. Today, we want to encourage you and let you know that we receive comfort from God so that we can be a comfort to others. And to get us started, we thought we'd discuss this. What is your favorite comfort food? People often find comfort in food. So what is one of your favorite comfort foods?
Mine is popcorn. It used to be, my boys used to make fun of me when they were growing up because it was Reese's peanut butter and Diet Coke. Nice. But I've matured to popcorn now.
My favorite comfort food is chicken pot pie with a side of applesauce. It's just, That's my favorite. But my favorite comfort drink is coffee.
Mine are tacos. And tacos become a comfort food for me, not because they're tacos, but because of the quantity of tacos that I eat. So if everything's good and things are normal, you know, we're talking four tacos, maybe five. When, you know, things are a little stressful, I got to shut myself off around anywhere between seven and nine.
Well, my favorite comfort food is something that Pastor John just detests. It's hot dogs. Mm-hmm. I could eat hot dogs every day of the week. And with all the fixings, ketchup, mustard, pickle, and onions, and knock those babies down one after another.
I don't detest hot dogs. I just don't think they're wonderful. Believe it or not, we used to have hot dogs served at our church every night for the church family. Every Sunday night, we would have hot dogs at pastor's house, and we would have hot dogs. So I eat hot dogs. They're just not high on my list.
That's probably why you had them every Sunday night.
My comfort food is ice cream and chocolate are my two, like ice cream with chocolate on top of it, probably my favorite comfort food. And I like to drink pop as my comfort drink. So I never learned to drink coffee, but pop is my comfort drink. So that's kind of my two go-tos. So people find comfort in a lot of things. And we turn to a lot of different resources, be that food, sometimes it's bad habits, addictive things even, to find comfort. Where should we find comfort according to this passage?
We receive comfort from God, the Father of compassion, and the God of all comfort.
What does that mean, that God is our comfort?
Well, wouldn't it be a shame if we couldn't find comfort anywhere? You know, some people right now with their physical distresses, they just can't be comfortable. And I think we probably all have been a case with that, like that. But we can go to God for comfort because we can know so much about God and from God that would cause us comfort.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because, like, when you think about comfort food, you know, because I choose to eat some tacos, I don't think I'm necessarily, like, worshiping tacos or turning to someone other than God for my comfort. I think that it's bigger than just kind of a momentary anxiety or something that you're feeling. I think it's a bigger perspective, a bigger worldview that God is in control. And I think it's important to recognize that.
And I think not only is God in control, I like how the verse 3 describes God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion. And I like that idea that the God that we worship isn't just in control, because he could be in control, but quite unloving and uncaring. But he is a compassionate God, and he cares about what we are experiencing and what we are going through. And so much so that he's entered into it, that he became flesh and blood in the person of Jesus Christ and has lived through what we live through and gone through what we go through.
And we know this passage was written to Christians. Paul writes this to the church, and he says, who comforts us in all our troubles. There is no distress that we can have that is beyond the comfort of God. God can comfort us in any trouble that we have.
Then the rest of that verse is, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. And we've talked in some of our other podcasts how we use what God gives us in our sufferings and in our troubles and trials to make us better and to be able to teach others what we ourselves have learned and been comforted by God.
I find it interesting too in this passage that Paul is writing here, you know, to the Christians that are in the city of Corinth, and he says that in verse 6, it produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. So that church was experiencing some of the same sufferings that Paul had experienced. And that's repeated in verse 7. It says, we know that just as you share in our sufferings, they were sharing in those same sufferings Paul had. And I think sometimes we go through difficulties, but God uses that so that we can be a comfort to others who are going through the exact same difficulties. And God doesn't waste the challenges that we faced and the difficulties, but he lets us become a minister then to others who are in the exact same position. And Paul says, hey, we're going to bring you comfort. We've been through it, and now we can comfort you as you go through this as well. And have you ever seen that in people's lives where they go through something or they're in the midst of something even, and they're able then to be a comfort and a blessing to others who are in the same position?
Well, if somebody is suffering some way, we can often say, I know what you're going through, when we really don't. But if we've been through that already, let's say a sickness, or like right now with Tara, she's been through this brush with the COVID-19, and she can talk to somebody and say, yeah, I went through that too. I know what you're going through.
Well, today, we want people to realize that whatever you're going through, your comfort is in God. And we want to encourage you that you should take the comfort you have from God and be a comfort to others. For we receive comfort from God so that we can comfort other people. So who can you be a comfort to today? And who can you share the comfort of God with? We hope you're encouraged, and we hope that you'll be an encouragement. God bless. Have a great day. Bye-bye.